Layup, and he missed it. Rebound, Parker Hare. Coming the other way, 17 seconds left. Kyle Ross pulls up for the 19-footer, no good. Rebound, Logan Shank goes up for that one, missed that one. And rebound, Cunningham.
8 seconds to go.
5 seconds on to Dakota Valentine, wide open. He missed the left-handed layup. Gets his own rebound, puts that one in for two, and it counts right before the buzzer. And we've reached halftime with Lakers leading by four, 20-16, their largest lead of the night. Thanks in part to 6 points to Dakota Valentine in that second quarter. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Cass City 16, Lakers 20.
More Motors in Cairo is where you'll find the new standard in full-size vans. Ford Transit. Transit, it fits perfectly into your business plan from the 150 series to the 350 one-ton. Single or dual rear wheels. Transit, tested for toughness with three engine choices, including a power stroke diesel. Flexibility with three roof lines and three wheelbases. Don't take my word for it, though. See it for yourself. I'm Bill Jackson, and I'll be happy to show you the all-new, great selection of Transit vans at Moore Motors M81 in Cairo.
Hey, Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my phone and include a one-page cover letter. I'm going to thumbcellular.com/scholarship to learn the rest of the rules and submit my letter and video. The deadline is Friday, March 27th at midnight.
Well, in that case, I'm sure the cell phone queen will win for sure.
Ha ha, Dad. Very funny.
For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/scholarship. Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon.
We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more.
You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Neco grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
Halftime on WLEW Sports. Lakers leads by 4, 20-16. Their largest lead of the night. We've had two lead changes and two ties thus far through two quarters. Leading scorers for the Lakers, Brennan Wisner, came out and had all 10 points for Lakers in that first quarter. And they trailed by 1, 10-11 in the first quarter, and then it was 20-16 at halftime. Brennan Wisner with 12 points. Dakota Valentine with 6 points, all coming in the second quarter, and Seth Bowles with 2. That's all the scoring for the Lakers. For Cass City, they're led by Mason Erla with 3 fouls and 6 points. Parker Hare has 5, Sawyer Cuthrell with 3, and Kyle Ross with 2. As far as the free throws go, we have not seen a missed free throw on the night, John.
No.
Cass City is 4-for-4, Lakers 1-for-1.
Hey, I hope they keep up, you know. That's nice. We've during the entire season, we've seen too many teams, you know, hover around 50%. During the season for free throw shooting. And I'd like to see, especially going into districts, that kind of pick up and everything. But what do you think about the start that Cass City had?
6-0.
I mean, they had a nice start. They just kind of blew the doors away. And Lakers, they had to go ahead and just kind of just, you know, wait it out and everything. I think the press is working against the Lakers. It is causing some problems, but the Lakers did weather the storm a little bit. First quarter shooting, as it turned out, Cass City, they shot 30%, but also with the Lakers, they also shot 30%. But the real difference, though, was in the second quarter. The Lakers were 5-for-10, 50%, while the Red Hawks were 2-for-15, 13%, and that kind of opened the door for a nice 4-point lead for the Lakers that they enjoy here at halftime.
End of the first quarter for those keeping score at home and curious about the Bad Axe score. After the first quarter, Bannex leads Reese at Reese 21-16. So a five-point game there in Reese after the first quarter, Bannex leading.
Interesting games going on tonight.
As far as rebounding for Cass City, they have 13 rebounds to Lakers 12. Eight defensive rebounds and five offensive for Cass City rebounding. And 12 making up for nine defensive and three offensive rebounds for the Lakers. Lakers had six in each quarter, Cass City five and eight. Oddly enough.